We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Dr. Raul Coimbra. He is the new chief surgeon at Riverside University Health System Medical Center in Moreno Valley and also president of the board for the World Coalition of Trauma Care. Thank you for joining me today, doctor. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure to be with you.
Our discussion tonight is going to be focused around trauma care, but before we get into that, doctor, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you came to the medical center.
Sure. I've been a surgeon for 29 years. And I was with the University of California San Diego Medical Center and leading their trauma center for the good part of the last two decades, and had a very successful academic career, built a phenomenal trauma center and a research program and a training program, and decided that at the last phase of my career for the next, 5 to 10 years, I should do something different. And was trying to find what to do when this tremendous opportunity was presented to me by the leadership group at Riverside University Health System. They presented to me a phenomenal vision of growth, quality, and impact to the community. They are really poised to be very successful. And they were looking for somebody with my skill set to help grow the surgical services and improve the level of the trauma services that we provide to make the trauma center here at RUHS a level one trauma center, which is the highest level of trauma centers in the country. And we don't have one in Riverside.
Can you describe to us what is trauma and what are some of the human and social impacts of trauma?
Sure. Trauma, when we talk about trauma, we are talking about physical trauma. We are not talking about psychological trauma per se. So trauma is any event that leads to physical injury. And for most people, trauma is something that is random, unavoidable. For me, trauma is a disease that has a significant human and social impact because it occurs more predominantly between 0 and 45 years of age, which is the most productive phase of our lives. All of a sudden, something happens and removes productive individuals from society. And in addition to that, for every person that dies from trauma, whether it's a car accident, where it's interpersonal violence, a gunshot wound, a stab wound, or drowning, or a fall, or a pedestrian being struck by an automobile, whatever it is, for every person that dies, 6 others will be disabled forever. So you can imagine the tremendous social impact that this disease causes by removing those productive individuals from society.
We often think of trauma as being unavoidable, as being a freak accident or an act of nature. Why is it important that we shift our thinking to trauma as being a preventable disease?
Right. The point here is very important to emphasize that this is one of a few diseases known in medicine that prevention strategies can completely eliminate this disease from the map, which is quite amazing. So we've made a tremendous progress in the last two decades, building safer cars in America with airbags and seatbelts and better roads and regulation. And if you look at the mortality related to road traffic accidents, it has decreased in our country. As we improve our socioeconomic status, violence decreases. So there are a number of things that can be done in society to mitigate the devastating effects of this disease. So prevention strategy is obviously the most important thing that we can do to decrease the number of trauma cases. However, as we know, as part of human nature, this will never be reduced to zero. So we need to be prepared in trauma centers to provide the best care possible to save lives when they present to us.
Now, you mentioned Trauma One centers. Right now, there's just one Level One trauma center between Riverside and San Bernardino counties, and that's the one located in Loma Linda in San Bernardino County. What does it mean for a hospital to achieve a Level One designation, and why is it important that RUHS achieves that status?
Yeah, so becoming a Level One trauma center is important because, first, it demonstrates a tremendous commitment from the institution to the community in providing the highest level of care and the highest level quality associated with that care. So it requires the institution to be very committed to providing that high-level care by investing resources, developing organized teams, being available 24/7, 365, having cutting-edge technology, being able to do research and education, and community outreach and injury prevention. So it's a complete portfolio of activities that demonstrates the institutional commitment. It's important for us at RUHS to be a Level 1 trauma center because, one, there is none in Riverside County, and two, because it's part of our mission to provide the best care we can to the community, to the public in Riverside County, and we need to be prepared to provide that level of care in the trauma center here in our hospital.
Now, you were brought in to make the medical center a Level 1 trauma center. What does that entail?
So we are going through an assessment process now. We have obviously many of the elements that are required for Level 1 designation, but there are others that we don't have. For instance, research has been a weak point in our structure here, and it's part of my goal to build a robust research infrastructure to not only provide care, but also to evaluate the care that we provide and to advance knowledge in the field of trauma. There are a number of other components related to quality assessment and injury prevention that we need also to improve. So we are going through this assessment phase now, and we are implementing a number of measures to make sure that when we apply, we will be absolutely ready to have the first Level 1 trauma center in Riverside County.
Okay, now what can we do as regular citizens to prepare for those situations that when we might need to step in to help victims of trauma?
So, you know, it's very important. Your question is tremendously important because the public engagement, understanding what we do and understanding what they can do to help us mitigate this terrific disease is very important. One example, the American College of Surgeons, with all the trauma centers in the country, are promoting a campaign that's called Stop the Bleed. So this is a 45-minute course that's offered to the public to teach the public to respond to any event where patients are bleeding to death, which is the most frequent cause of death in trauma. Particularly as we face school shootings and violence in our communities, it's very important that for us to realize that the first person that responds is usually a bystander. So if that individual is equipped with basic knowledge to stop the bleed, that may be a life-saving measure. And we are at RUHS offering those classes. The next one is July 12th. If folks want more information, they can call 951-486-4212, 951-486-4212, and sign up. This is a free course that's part of our community outreach strategy to participate in the national campaign to educate the public. So that's one mechanism by which the public can get involved.
Are there any specific signs of trauma, something that we can look for?
Well, there are. You know, the most important thing is to realize what the mechanisms are. You know, car crashes, interpersonal violence, gunshot wounds, stab wounds, falls, pedestrians struck by automobiles. These are all trauma mechanisms. And when those things happen, then we need to look for more specific signs. Eventually, there is external bleeding for which the Stop the Bleed campaign is designed to address. But there are other symptoms, loss of consciousness, confusion, difficulty breathing, deformity of the extremities. These are all signs that the public can recognize and quickly activate the 911 system for a quick response and transport.
Very good. Now, before we close, your commitment to improving trauma care takes you to hospitals all over the world. And I understand you were in South Korea where there was an injured soldier shot while defecting from North Korea. And you were asked to help out with that. Tell us about that story.
Yeah, I have a collaboration with one university in Seoul. And I had just arrived in South Korea on that morning. And I was participating of a number of meetings with the federal government because that trauma center was being evaluated by the Health and Human Services of the country. And after working the whole day, I was going to my hotel, and they took me to the hotel, actually. And my phone rang when I reached my room, and the chief of trauma, who is the individual that I have this collaboration for more than 15 years, he called me and said, you know, we don't see gunshot wounds in Korea. Firearms are not allowed here. They're not common. But we were notified that we are receiving a patient with 5 gunshot wounds coming from the border with North Korea. Would you mind coming down and helping us? And I didn't know anything more about the case, and they didn't know that this was that North Korean soldier that in November defected from North Korea, crossed the border running, and was shot by his own comrade from the North Korean army. And that individual came in transported by the Black Hawk helicopter of the U.S. Army. He was in very bad shape, and I was fortunate to be there and honored to help my colleagues in South Korea to operate on him. And he had a number of injuries in the abdomen, multiple gunshot wounds to the abdomen and chest and extremities. And a week later, when I left the country, he had left the surgical intensive care unit and he was recovering. And as far as I know, he's being integrated in the South Korean society now and is starting his new life. So it was a unique event that, you know, happens once in a lifetime, but I was honored to be part of.
That's a great story. Now, as we close, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I just appreciate the opportunity. This allows me to connect with the community and make sure that they get involved, that they understand that this is, that trauma is not a random event. That's a completely preventable disease. We know how to identify it. We know how to treat it. We understand what the symptoms are. We know how to prevent it. So it should be seen and perceived by the public as a disease like any other. And the public engagement in campaigns such as the Stop the Bleed are very important to save lives at the scene, activate the 911 system, so we can, in the trauma center, do our job when those patients present to us.
Dr. Raul Coimbra, the new chief surgeon at Riverside University Health System Medical Center in Moreno Valley and president of the board for the World Coalition of Trauma Care. Thanks for taking some time out today, doctor. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.